Joining you live tonight. Glad to have you in here on the Shepherd's Call. Got a great program for you. The Father's Guilt. It's going to be a little bit deeper than you can ever imagine. You ever wonder why that father has guilt? Oh, you say, what father are you talking about, Pastor Buddy? Call no man father upon the earth. And yet, basically, we have got fathers of the earth, and we've inherited the sins of our fathers. We've got guilt. We could talk about it all night long and still not tell you the half of it. But tonight I want to tell you about somebody else's guilt. You know, this sort of struck me as odd. And you don't often think about Satan having guilt. But he does, according to the Messiah, in the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew, 23. Listen to what the Bible says. The Messiah is the one doing the talking, so we've got to acknowledge him in all of our ways. We're going to start, Let's start about, my heavens, it's so good, I don't know where to jump in here. I'm going to start at verse 23, and we're going to read down as far as we feel led to. Yahweh, we pray tonight that you would bless your reading of the word. You would open up the heart of understanding of those who could receive the word. We pray, Father, that the guilt that we share with our Father and our fathers, that you would bless us and give us the knowledge to return and to keep your commandments. They forgot you in the wilderness. Help us to remember you, Father, in this wilderness that we live in today. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cunning, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the other undone. Blind guides, oh my, who strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Now, this is the Messiah talking. Awesome. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you're full of extortion and self-indulgence. Extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautifully outward, but inside you're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness. Man, he didn't have too high of opinions, these scribes and Pharisees. Even so, also outwardly, you appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous. And you say, if we'd have lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. I want you to remember that. The blood of the prophets. Somebody's killing these prophets. Therefore, you are witness against yourselves that you are the sons of those who murdered the prophets. That was their fathers. Philip, then, the measure of your father's guilt. Right there it is. Verse 32. That's going to be my gestalt text message to that. Fill up the measure of your father's guilt. You ever thought about that the devil had guilt? Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Man, what an awesome thing I got there while ago when I read that. Everybody in Christianity, with very few exceptions, very, very seldom I get to run across somebody that knows different. Most everyone will say that Christ was a Jew. What would you say? If I told you that he wasn't, and I'd offer you money to prove he was, and that would be a challenge, because he did not have the guilt of the father that we're talking about here. He was not a Jew, no Jew blood in him, not one drop. Now, there's two ways that a person can be a Jew. Racially, a Jew is one, according to the encyclopedia, it means a cross between the descendants of Esau and true Israelites. There is Edom. Esau is called Edom in Genesis 36:8. And Edom is modern Jewry, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition. Now, if you was to look at the heart of Christ, would he have any of this guilt that he said that these mongrels that he's talking to, these Pharisees, these Sadducees, these scribes, when he rebuked them and told them that they were a brood race of snakes. Brood race of snakes. Now think about that. All of the blood from righteous Abel. I didn't realize that Satan had a conscience. He knows who he is. He knows what he's done. He knows what he's got to pay for. Even his children knew him. They knew what he had done. They knew what they had done. Christ said, "You killed, you are the sons of those that killed the prophets. You are a brood of snakes." A brood of snakes. They're descendants of Cain. Cain was from Eve. But they had different fathers. Abel had a different father than Cain did. And I believe this with all of my heart tonight, that the Bible, and I've got to stand on it, I know it's not generally accepted in the Christian church. They want to put you in a box and hold you there, that she ate an apple and don't get too deep in that and keep your mouth shut and we won't have no problem. Well, if you want to know, inquiring minds do want to know, where do you think that Cain got his attributes? Either make the tree good and the fruit good. Or either you make the tree corrupt. Did Cain come from corrupt seed? Was the serpent, that brood, that race of vipers, was he the father of Cain? Well, that's what Christ said. You think he might have known? Folks, you better get with it. You better come up to speed here. You better accept the teaching. Nowhere in the Bible can you find anywhere that I've searched the Bible and I can't find it. I found the people thinking, the people saying, as opposed to the Bible saying it, or Christ himself as a witness saying it. Nowhere in the Bible can you ever find out that he claimed to be a Jew. Nowhere. Nowhere. Oh, now, Pastor Buddy, salvation is of the Jews, and you know he was a Jew. Glory to God. Well, that's what people says. Here's what Christ said to those brood, those generation race of vipers, brood snakes. Boy, that word don't sound too, a brood of snakes. You serpents, as he said to the Jews in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, we're going to drop down to verse 33 and verse 34 and 35. You serpents, you generation, that means race, generation, race of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How can you escape? How can you get around this, being a snake, being a viper? Being guilty of knowing that your father was the devil. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, God loves everybody now. Jesus, our sweet Jesus, loves everybody. There's no such thing as a Canaanite no more. The Canaanites can come and get salvation. All they've got to do is accept the blood of Jesus and plead that blood. I'm going to show you something here tonight. There is no way that you can get the blood without having the blood in you. A Canaanite does not have the blood of the Messiah in them. Your father is the devil. This is the one that had the knowledge of who these people were. And why won't you accept that? Why won't you just accept the fact that 95% of the people that we know today as Jews are mongrels? They are a product of many races. That's what a snake is. The majority of the Jews are Asiatics, Mongolian, descendants of the tribes of Khazars of Russia who accepted Judaism in 740 A.D. They are the descendants of Cain. No racial Jew is an Israelite. That's right. I'm going to repeat it. No racial Jew is an Israelite. The Bible itself identifies the Jews as the seed of Cain, therefore identifying the guilt of Satan as their father, as it's recorded in John 8:44. You serpents, you generation, you race of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? You say, oh, well, they can turn to Christ and repent and be saved, and they can join our church, or they're good givers. They've always got money. They took their money and bought their way into what seems right. Mr. Rothschild said, I care not who makes the laws as long as I control the money. I send you, therefore, wise men and prophets, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall persecute them in the synagogues, and from city to city, and upon you may come all of the righteous blood that has ever been shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel. Now here, that man from Galilee is saying to the Jews that they are guilty of the murder of Abel. He said, you were a murderer from the very beginning. Your father bears the guilt. And you yourself bear this guilt. It's a psychological guilt. And he got to them because they started plotting right then. But this man knows who we are. They felt condemned. Guilt. He's uncovering their evil ways. He's uncovering the fact that they're snakes, but outwardly, they appeared as righteous. They're guilty of the murder of Abel. He couldn't have said that unless the Jews are descendants of Cain. Now, I'm not saying all of the house of Judah is bloodline connected, although I know people that believe that all the house of Judah is corrupt, and it's hard to argue against some of their teachings. I know I've been on the receiving end of the debate. I told you last night how that Judah, the father of the Jews. Now listen to me. That's where the word Jew came from. It's a shortened version of the sons of Judah, or Yehuda in the Hebrew. Praisers of Yah is what that word Yehuda means. Praisers of Yah. Now these men and the whole tribe from the house of Judah through his offspring with Tamar, who was an Israelite woman according to the book of Jasher, when she hooked up with Judah, or Yehuda, and had offspring, Perez and Zara. Now, if that didn't clean that bloodline up, if that didn't bring a true racial Jew into the picture, but it excluded those who were bloodline serpentine with the guilt of their father in their in genes. And here the Messiah is saying to the Jews that they are guilty of the murder of Abel. They were descendants of Cain. And he went on to say, unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barasas, who you slew between the temple and the altar. It's very plain. It's in your Bible. Open your eyes. There are those who say they're Jews and are not. That means that they claim to be Jews. But they've got enough polluted snake blood in their veins. Ladies and gentlemen, here's where the rubber meets the road. The Messiah never lied. He spoke the truth, and that's what got him killed. Are the Jews then God's chosen people as some fog-bound, lying, deceiving Judeo-Christian preacher would have you believe? Without any explanation at all. Have you ever heard anybody preach this message that Pastor Buddy's preaching tonight? Have you ever heard a preacher go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 38, and say, ladies and gentlemen, that's something we got to tell you here today. You're going to learn something. You're going to hear something. Judah loved the Canaanite. Judah fell in love with a Canaanite. Judah impregnated this Canaanite woman, and he had three sons. These are the Pharisees and the Sadducees that Christ was talking to. He said, you brood of snakes. You killed Abel. Your father, the king, killed Abel. How did they become blood affiliated with Cain? Because they had their mother's Canaanite bloodline from Satan, the snake, brute snakes, if you will. Men are breeding all over the place as God's chosen people. Christianity has been duped. It's the greatest hoax. The Bible says for us to watch and pray. The Bible wanted us to search the scriptures. Here Christ said, if God was your father, you'd love me. Talking to those born from the blood of Judah. Yeah, they could claim Abraham as their father. Christ didn't dispute it. It was a true fact. But what he accused them of being, and if you'll read it very carefully, and because they jumped up real quick after he said this, the statement after he made it, meaning that the guilt was pierced. We're not born of fornication, men illegally born. If you had any sense right there, if you'd have any spiritual savvy, you would search the scriptures on that word alone. Why would Christ, the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body, why would he say to them, your father is the devil? Why would he tell them that? Well, we're not born of fornication. Let's go back again to Judah. Should Judah have married that Canaanite? Was it okay? You say that the Jews are God's chosen people. Would you dare to question that? Would you have enough Bible savvy to find the scriptures that indicate that these are mixed broods of vipers? And that they cannot ever escape the damnation of hell? Read the 44th verse of John chapter 4, so you are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks of a lie, he speaks of his own, meaning that they were liars. He just got through telling them so in the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew. Read it for yourself. Parable. Parable chapter. One of the most parablest chapters in all of the Bible. Yeah, you don't hear the Judeo-Christian preachers preaching about it. They're not going to tell you nothing about it. And I've got a challenge, and I've had this challenge on the radio for, gosh, I don't know how long. Years and years and years and years. That I'd give anybody $1,000 to prove that Christ was a Jew. Why would you want him to be a Jew when he's telling them? Now, these are the ones that love the chief seats. These are the ones that want to be noticed. When it says chief seats, in other words, they've worked hard and to get up in front of the people with their long robes and make the outside clean, when inside, the people that can't see their heart, they cannot see through the works of the devil because he's a liar. And they lie to cover up. And there's a guilt associated with it. I've never really caught that word guilt. It bored me. I had to read it 2 or 3 times. The Father, Satan, has guilt. He knows what he's done. He knows he's a murderer. He knows he's a liar. He knows that he don't have the right blood. He knows he cannot escape the damnation of hell. He knows he's a tree of evil. He knows that his children, who he brought into the world, is a living genetic generation of snakes. A Jew is a person whose religion is Judaism. With the word Jew not found in the original text of the scriptures, but in many English Bible, the word is incorrect rendering of the Latin word Judaeus, the Greek word, and the Hebrew word Yahudia. Although it's not found in either the Hebrew or the Greek, the word Jew is an English rendering, most often incorrectly translated from Yahuda, referring to one belonging to one of the tribes of Israel, called Judah. Again, go back to Genesis 38 and do your research. Search the scriptures. Here is Judah. Nobody's denying it. Yet nobody's preaching it either. I've never heard nobody preach it on the radio but Pastor Buddy. See, this is the deception of a snake. A snake is crafty, subtle, beguiling. But he's got guilt. I didn't know that. I had never looked at the devil as having guilt. That's why when you get over the target, you catch the flack. It's the guilt of them knowing that they're evil and trying to cover it up and be good. They're hid in all these churches. Satan's seed is hid in these churches pretending to be good, loving the chief seats. They've transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness. Oh, they talk the talk. But the heart is cold-blooded, just like a brood of snakes. How can they with the guilt of evil and lies, how can they escape the damnation of hell? No wonder they get mad at you. I've often wondered why that they turn every color but blush red. They can't do that. One thing I never did see a Jew do, somebody that claims to be a Jew. Most of them are Khazaric. Most of them are Mongolian. Most of them are Eastern Turkey descent. All of those that are over there in the Middle East, in that land where they said, well, we'll call this place that you all give us here. They've not earned nothing. They can't go in and win nothing. They had to have it deeded to them, and the people that was on the land, they got chased off. They got put out of their homes. Nobody ever complained about the evil deeds of these Jews. They're still doing it. They're lying. They're deceiving. They're killing and they're manging, and they've got guilt. They will hate you because you expose the literal descendant from the bloodline mother, the Canaanite woman, who Christ recognized. He knew that their bloodline wasn't right. He said, yeah, I know that you're Judah's children, but Judah made a mistake. He married a Canaanite. Well, that got them all mad. They said, let's kill this rat before he lets the world know, and we'll lose our inheritance. They had gained the preeminence from the largest tribe of Judah. Now, I don't know what percentage of those from the righteous blood of Perez, some would even question whether he had any righteous blood. The jewelry's still out here on my end of the stick. Because of Yahweh's covenant. He had 12 sons to inherit. He chose 12 when he come to become the Messiah. One of them was the devil, and he was from Judah. His father, like I said last night, was Simeon the Canaanite. Woo! Boy, the truth hurts. The generic usage and the generic blood of these snakes who have enough blood of Judah to deceive the very elect.
Yeah, we're Abraham's children, glory to God.
Nobody will acknowledge, hardly, like I was teaching last night on the word Gentile. These are deceptive. People have jumped in the frying pan. They've sizzled until they jump out, and they get hot and jump out and jump right in the fire. They cross land and sea to make one Protestant light, and when they make him two, four more the child of hell, simply because they say Jesus was a Jew. You've got a Jewish Savior. The Jews are God's chosen people. We've got a Jewish Savior. Acknowledge him today and turn from your wicked ways. They'll save a Canaanite. They'll save anything you can drag onto the church parking lot. They'll pull nothing if you'll confess Jesus. Let's go back and see if that's going to be hard for the conscience of the devil, the liar, to do. No, it's not. It was no trouble for Cain to acknowledge Yahweh. Well, he came to him and communed with him. He talked with him. He wanted to worship him. But the problem was he wanted to worship on his terms. He wanted to worship in a lie, not the truth. And this is why that you got to choose this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the man from Galilee? He wasn't from Judah. It was the lying the scribes who said he was going to be born in Judah. He was not a Jew. He didn't have no blood of Judah in his bloodline. He had to come from the original, the son of the birthright. It was Joseph. He was from the house of Joseph in northern Israel. He was a Galilean born. In Bethlehem, Ephratah, 7 miles from where he grew up in Nazareth. He was called a Nazarene. But he was born right where Jacob slept on the stone at Bethel, the house of El, the house of Bethlehem. And the lying Jews said, oh, yeah, that you're talking about, you know why they wanted to make you believe that they was going to worship him? Their intention was to kill him. At no time did they mean to worship him. They were liars. They practiced deception like a snake. Basically today, a Jew is anyone who decides to call himself a Jew. And who are you to say he's not? If he calls himself a Jew, you have to take it for face value. Yes, you're a Jew. Do you wear the yarmulke? Do you keep Passover? I don't know of but one sect of Jews, and these are in Galilee still today. They practice the old-time fashion of keeping the Passover according to the book of the Torah, here in Leviticus chapter 23 and Exodus chapter 12. The only ones I know of, they may be more, but these are the only ones I know of. They live in Galilee. They're still keeping the custom of killing the lamb and practicing the Passover like the ancient Israelites did it hundreds of years ago. Now, those that say that they believe in Passover, it's nothing but a farce. The same thing as Christian Easter. The Jews adopt these pagan symbols of paganism and pretend like they're keeping a Passover. Do you know any Jews that keep the Passover according to Leviticus 23? I don't. We don't do that no more. Our Messiah's not come yet. Oh, really? Well, my Bible tells me he come 2,000 years ago and you killed him and he said that you still got the guilt. Here's the Christian theology. Yeah. They are of the fig tree. And God blinded them and they can't see. But the day will come that they will acknowledge him. And he's going to save all of the Jews. Ain't none of them going to be lost because they're God's chosen people. Ain't what Christ said. He said, how can you escape the damnation of hell, you brood of vipers? Oh, my. Notice this. Being born a Jew is pretty simple. If one's mother is Jewish, or if she claims a Jewish religion, then he or she is considered a Jew. If one's mother is not of the Jewish religion, then neither is the child officially a Jew. It don't matter what the father is. Now, have you ever heard of anything like that? That's basically going back to cover up for the sin of their Canaanite mother, who these claim to be of the house of Judah. Nowhere in the scripture does Christ, the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body, nowhere does it ever say that he was a Jew. Everybody wants him to be a Jew. The Bible, through mistranslated words and through Christian Judeo theology, have deceived the very elect. Being born a Jew, again, is simple. You just have to have a Jewish mother. And she don't have to have the blood of a Jew. She just has to have the religion of a Jew. And they will accept you on them terms. You don't have to have a Jewish daddy. Does that stem back from the guilt of those that say they're Jews and are not? If the non-Jew still wants to become a Jew, then the male is circumcised. After he's healed, he immerses himself in a special pool of water which is used for religious purposes in the religion of the Jews. The term Jew has become synonymous with the term Israel. They exchange these errors as easy as spitting on the ground. Scriptural Israelites were never called Jews. Most modern Jews today, like I've already told you, are not of the tribe of Judah's blood with Tamar. That's the only way they can become acceptable to Yahweh, is that Tamar was righteous and she was forgiven for whoredom, and Judah was forgiven for going into her. Now, after the northern kingdom of Israel was conquered by the Assyrian king Salmaneser in 721 B.C., these Israelites, the fathers that bore the consequences of their sins, today we still have to pay the blindness that has happened to Israel is to cover the sins and the transgressions of our fathers under penalty. And for their sin, they were exiled into Assyria. The whole chapter of 2 Kings 17, verse 5 and 7, will tell you so. Now, there was 4 or 5 million of the Israelites that were removed. Later, they became a huge number, outgrowing the land area, and they came north through the Caucasus Mountains into Western Europe, forming the European nation. They became known as Caucasian whites, fierce warriors, inventors, innovators. These Israelites, who had lost their identity, didn't know who they were. They no longer had an organized religious priesthood. They didn't have a national or international identity. They were the descendants of Jacob, Israel, and they have kept many of their customs even today. These countries today were the kings of Jacob, Israel, and these other nations There are, the kings came from the loins of Abraham. Yahweh's the people. None of them ever Jews. In common parlance, the present day Jew is synonymous with the Ashkenazi Khazar Jew. Now, in the scriptures, he refers to Ashkenazi in the 10th chapter of Genesis, chapter 3, and I've taught on this before, and in 1 Chronicles 1 and 6. He was one of the sons of Gomer. He was a son of Japheth, the son of Noah. Ashkenazi is a brother of Togomara and a nephew of Magog, who the Khazars claimed as their ancestor. The people who refer to themselves as Ashkenazi Jews are not and never were and never will be Israelites. They're not Semites because they do not descend from Noah's son Shem. They're Ashkenazi Khazar Jews who adopted the Jewish religion in the 7th, 8th century. Approximately 85 to 90% of the Jews in the world call themselves Ashkenazis. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an identity problem. We've got to come up, or to come out, is a better term. Come out of her, my people. Do not be partakers of her sins. Now, if you go to Eastern Central Germanic, the Jews of that day were all from the Ashkenazi bloodline. No Shemite relationship. But since they had practiced the Jewish religion, they were seen as Jews, and they had the distinction of being Jewish because they kept the Jewish religion. They mingled with each other with the Edomites, who became the famous Dukes of Edom. They migrated northward from the field of Edom and into Eastern Europe, and they became known in their religion as those called Jews. They're descended from the Canaanites. It's that plain, and it's that simple. Your father is the devil, and the works of your father you will do. He was a murderer and a liar, and he abode not in the truth. When he speaks a lie, speaks of his own. And you have inherited the guilt of your father. Christ knew that he was getting to him. There's people known as Spanish Jews. They're descended from the Canaanites. The Sephardim Jews is a mixture of Spanish and Hebrew. They migrated west through Egypt, then north into Spain from Judah and Samaria during the destruction of Jerusalem. And they became known as the Jewish Sephardim Diaspora. Today, these Sephardim Jews are still using their ancient adopted name. The spelling is a transliteration into English. They settled in Spain, Portugal, and Eastern Mediterranean Italy, the Balkans, Macedonia, and eventually migrated into France and England and into Western Europe. They have no Israelite blood. They are not of the tribe of Yehuda except through the bloodline of their mother, Yeshua, the Canaanite. And oh, how truth, how precious truth is. Very few people will ever preach on this message. They will not go back and reveal the sin that Christ was alluding to in John 8 to tell what happened back in Genesis 38. It's too complicated for people. Preachers are not taught this in the seminaries. Quite the contrary. Christ knew it when he quoted in the book of Revelations 2 and 9, I know them that are of the synagogue of Satan. I know these generation of vipers. I've talked with them. I know what they do. I know where they're from. I know who their mother was. We're not born in fornication. It didn't make Judah evil. I'm not speaking about Judah. He made bad choices. Life's about, as my brother Park said, life's all about choices. Sometimes you make the right choice, and today you choose who you serve. Or sometimes you make bad choices. The way to get rid of a bad habit is replace it with a good one. And to replace the bad habit, come out of her, my people. Judaism is a cultic, ritualistic religion which originated around 1000 B.C. And the modern religion of Judaism has nothing in common with the scriptural system of worship, which was completely overlooked, misused, because Christ said, you workers of iniquity. The term Jewish is now applied to things like pertaining to Jews or a religion. Scriptural accuracy has no bearing on the use of the modern term Jewish. It's a ritualistic, sacrificial worship of the Talmud, not the Bible. Go and see if they keep Passover. They're like the Christians keeping Easter. Instead of drinking one cup of grape juice, they drank four. Yeah, they got Easter eggs there too in the Jewish Seder. Yeah, they do all these pagan rituals and interpretation of their codes and rules and regulations of the Talmud, an ancient pagan ritualistic system that they adopted when they roamed like gypsies. And today they have the heritage of being known as God's chosen people. Oh, how deceived the world is. You listen, Pastor Buddy, tonight. I love you a whole lot. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you the truth. They know truth in the devil and the brood of snakes that I found out tonight for the first time. I never had looked at that word guilt. You bear the guilt of your father. Did Yahweh know that the devil was guilty? And did the devil know that Yahweh knew he had guilt? Affirmative in both. And here the Messiah was recognizing Satan's children generations later. He knew that they had guilt. He's right over the target. Catching the flack. Find that they killed him. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is forever settled. do not, and I repeat, do not be deceived. Search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. Now, I can get into the genealogy. I'm going to do that later on. I'm going to get into the genealogy and prove that the one we call Christ Jesus in the New Testament, number one, never did have that name. Number two, there's no scripture linking him back to these bloodline descendants of Cain. Boy, the devil would love to do that, wouldn't he? And Christians are so duped and so dumb and so ignorant that they do this without knowing what they're doing. They have no understanding. They have denied the truth. They're guilty of the death of the righteous Abel, which is Zechariah. Our King and our Savior said that. He said, your father is the devil. Right, Pastor Buddy, tonight. Post Office Box 568. If you like the truth, if you want to hear truth, hard-hitting, cutting, rubber meeting the road, call Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's the Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. And again tonight, I'd like to invite you to go to our website. We have articles, extensive articles, in the relationship of what I've preached tonight to you. We have many articles of interest there for you. That's oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh. oneyahweh.com. It's a hard-hitting, shot full of the truth. Hundreds of hours of messages. We're not here to tickle your ears. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to praise Yahweh. We're here to preach the gospel and to reprove and to rebuke those who will not have it. We're set for the defense of the gospel. Christ was not a Jew. You that believe that he is, you got the time, you should call Pastor Buddy and let Pastor Buddy give you some pointers and teach you. And I will teach you with love and patience and understanding. If you've got the right spirit, you won't have any problem by talking to Pastor Buddy. If you're proud and arrogant, dotting about, and know nothing, and you're full of dead men's bones, you're twice dead, plucked up with the roots, you're like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, a brood of snakes. Pastor Buddy's got the ability to fight fire with fire. I love you tonight if you want the truth. And I hope and pray that you will say, Pastor Buddy, I'd like to hear more about that message. I have never studied in the book of Genesis 38 where Judah married a Canaanite and had three sons. Everybody's thinking that he killed the first two, that he didn't have any offspring. Well, there happened to be three of them. One of them got away and went down to Egypt and brought forth many Canaanite bloodlines. The house of Israel was infected by the brood of snakes from the word go. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night. Around the world on WWRB 3.185. Tonight, 2.390. Hope you're listening in tonight. on 50-50, some listen on 50-50, or 2.390. Some radios don't go down that low. One of the problems with that low coverage on the dial. We are also simulcasting tonight, I hope. I don't know that we are, but I hope we are. On the internet off of WWRB. Go to our website. That's oneyahweh.com. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time around the world. Remember our festival coming up on May the 15th for the second Passover. Be there. Yahweh bless you.